The Pharisees were the most educated, most intelligent people of the day. They got their heads together and plotted to trap Jesus, to make him look like a fool. And after a while, they got a question that would definitely catch him. If he says yes, he's in trouble. If he says no, he's in trouble. Very similar to when I want a yes or no answer from the young people. Did you or did you not quit smoking? And if she says yes, she's in trouble because she used to smoke. Or if he says no, I didn't quit, then he's in trouble because he didn't quit. They wanted a yes or no answer. Now, they're going to God for a problem. A God of all wisdom and knowledge. I want you to know that. In this day and age, in the 90s, you have to know it more than anything else. I have never run into problems. Now, it's worse than in the last 37 years. It used to be, as a young priest, people would come with problems and you could see the answer and you'd help them and they'd walk away and, wow, that's going to help. Yeah, that's good. And they come back and they say, it really helped our families together and it's working fine. Today, people come with problems. I just sit there and I say, my God, there is no answer. I have no idea. We can see the reason God has set up a plan for us and we've gone our own way. We don't do it God's way. And we find ourselves way over here. And it's a rotten mess. But no matter what mess a person gets into, I can always say, and I always do, go to Him. Go with that rotten situation that you're in right now. There's no answer. I can't figure what it is. But He has the answer. He can take care of it. Trust Him completely. Go to Him, not with malice like the Pharisees giving Him an impossible situation that He takes care of, but with all the love in your heart and confidence. And you might even preface it by saying, Lord, this might even be hard for You. Oops, I didn't mean that. Nothing is hard for You, Lord. But I don't know which way to go. Help me. Give me an answer. I guarantee you, you'll have an answer. So He doesn't give them a yes or no answer. First thing He does is ask for a coin. The Pharisees, who do everything right, reach into their pocket and pull out a Roman coin with the picture of Caesar. They are not to have any images of another human being, of an animal. That was a law that was given to them. And the exception was only in the temple where they were able to make images of angels at the Ark, the Covenant. Just bringing forth that coin was a condemnation to them. They wanted Him to look like a fool. They were fools in the eyes of all the hearers when they saw that coin come forward. And as simple as the answer is, we do it all the time. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And give to God what belongs to God. But I want you to be able to answer the question, well, what does belong to God? To know it, not just in your head. I know you know. He created all things. Everything belongs to God. It's His. Say it. Everything belongs to God. You belong to God.
You are not your own. Aren't you tired of hearing the line, it's my body, I can do with it whatever I want. Whether it's piercing or tattoos or murder of a child that's in that body. You belong to God. Your mind, your body, your soul, your health. If it's got arthritis, it's God's body that has arthritis. Somehow you have to take that in your heart, put it into your heart. You're not your own Lord and boss. You don't marry the person you want to marry, the children you want to have, the number you want to have, the color of hair, or the sex. We can do anything now. They can do anything. We don't need you, God. We have thrown you out. Your day? No way. Department stores open up. Women become clerks and check out people's groceries because it's convenient to shop at night. 24 hours a day on the Lord's Day. It's football day. That's what it is. There's no God's Day in this country. We've taken it away from Him. We've taken everything from God. We don't need Him. We can even clone. We can make. Oh, can you make? Can you create? Yes, we can create. Can you make from scratch? Yes, from scratch. Let me see you do it. And so the scientist reaches down, takes some dirt, and God says, use your own clay. God alone creates from nothing. And we belong to God. If you could get this concept, if I could get it, I guarantee you, a life of a happiness like you can't even imagine. Even with a migraine headache in the morning, you'd wake up saying, I've got to be the happiest person in the world. I belong to God. I want His. What is our problem today? We're our own Lord. We own ourselves. We can do what we want to do. We can control. And that's where the depression comes from. The frustrations when we're not in control. It's a simple gauge. Check yourself. Every time you become angry or depressed, you don't belong to God. You are in control. Or very angry that you've lost control because of sickness, because of a dent fender, because somebody doesn't show up on time. Give yourself back to God where you belong. And just walk with Him. Make your life so simple. You didn't do anything to be born in the United States, as those didn't do anything to be born in Manaus, in the jungle. You are where you are by the grace of God. It's His business. People in control are upset with their parents. They can't stand them. They don't like them. They don't like their brothers and sisters either. They're the same people who can't stand their spouse. And so they get another one like they're going to like that one. They don't like their children. They don't like their house. They don't like where they're living. Oh, finally, they get the house that they want and then they meet their neighbors. And then the walls go up, the fences. Why don't you just let go? God gave me mom and dad and that's it. Maybe they're not the smartest and maybe they're not millionaires. And maybe they didn't know how to raise kids. But I belong to them. God gave me to them. And brothers and sisters. And spouse. And children. Can each one of us be that servant of God? I've just come here for a short time. Jesus said it's like the blinking of an eyelid and then it's over. He gave us life and He asks us to pass this way. It wasn't too easy. Of course it's not easy. I'm calling you into heaven. If it was easy, I'd let you stay down there. It's very hard. All you have to do is know the facts of life. Where did you come from and where are you going? And let's get on with it. Isn't there something of a Mother Teresa in you? It's called the Holy Spirit. Can't you serve someone? How I like to talk to each little kid and say, you know why you're in that family? To make that family a better place to live. You're there to cooperate, to help. You're not there to make a mess, to make mom upset. You're there to make it a better place. And that's how it is with each and every one of us and everybody we come in contact with. What can I do for you? How can I help you? It's completely contrary to the world. It's what can I get from you? And it's usually money. That's what they want. The whole profession. The whole field of service. How I talk to the lawyers. What a wonderful service you could be to the people who don't understand all the thing that you understand about law. And how you could help the poor. Oh, that'll be $75 for that letter. I made that phone call. That's $50. Whatever I can take from you. The concept of service and the whole area of medicine. Of helping one another. And you're one of the servants. I don't know where it is, if you pump gas or you work at a checkout counter or whatever it is. Can't you just be the property of God whom He has placed in this surrounding? It's not very comfortable. It doesn't smell very good here, and it's not very nice people. But you're here to make it a little bit nicer for someone. To serve because you belong to Him. Reconsecrate yourself. Give yourself to God. That's why He said if you haven't turned your back on mother and father, brother and sister, spouse, children, land, your very self, you can't be my follower. It won't work any other way. Until you recognize what you are and who you are, who God is. And that you give yourself to Him. Just work for God. Just go work for God. Don't work for your spouse. Don't work for your dad. Don't work for your employer. Work for God. And when you give something, whatever it may be, an hour, an all day, or 17 hours, like somebody last night worked, 17 hours, you were reaching out to Jesus Christ. You gave Him a glass of water. You reached out. Him as He was walking by carrying that cross. You're people of faith, aren't you? Don't you know that you meet Him every single day? You slam a door at Him. Somebody calls. That's their work. They're telesellers. They're on the phone and they're selling stuff. And they call at supper time. And you don't have time. And you're not interested in whatever it is that they're selling. But it's a human being on the other side. Unless they've automated voices now and you just get that. It's somebody who works hard and gets nothing but telephones smashed in their ear day after day. You're not going to buy what they're having to sell, but you can respect a human being. As you thank God for the job that you have and you don't have to call 1,000 people in one day and try to make a sale. You say, God bless you for your work, but no, I'm not in need of it, but I'll pray for you that you'll be able to sell something today. That somebody out there really needs your service and you're able to help that person. Can't we love whoever comes to us because we belong to God? Give yourself to God. Quit getting caught up with all the stress and the problems of this world. Can't you see how worn out people are? They don't have time for anything. And in God, you have no time. You just lay back in His arm and just do His work. The Lord is given and the Lord is taken away.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. As Benjamin James was baptized this morning, the Our Father, he'll be given to the Lord in sign. But not just in sign. Each and every one of your children, in all reality, give them to God. They're God's children. And you better be careful while you're being visited by God's children. That when they go back to Him, they'll say, "Oh Lord, You sent me to a wonderful family." And that You love them and nurture them. In God, everything is possible. You belong to God. Give to God what is God's.